Funny story before we get to the Billie Eilish tickets. So yesterday was the anniversary of Kyle's death, 5-year anniversary, and it was the first time it was on the same day of the week.
Yeah.
So it was a Monday. And I knew that that would be unique as far as like these milestones go.
Yep.
But I didn't expect to the impact of it to sort of just relive that day.
Yeah.
You know, in ways that I haven't on the other anniversaries.
Because you're doing the same thing that you were doing five years ago. It would be different if maybe like you were in a different job or you were on vacation somewhere.
Right.
But I think it was more poignant this year because you were doing the exact same thing that you were doing 5 years ago.
Right. Like I kept looking at the clock and thinking, oh, yeah, this is when I left to go to the hospital.
Right.
You know, this is the time that he dies, time of death.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And then even like yesterday, you know, driving, it made me think of that week, you know, how many trips did I take up to his hometown, you know, in Dover Foxcroft to figure out the plans and stuff. And then the funeral, you know, what's crazy when someone dies and they're really close to you, I mean, whether it's a partner or a parent or, you know, God forbid, a, you know, child or something, is this, your sense of time is completely twisted.
Yes.
Like, I think all the stuff that got done in that week, you know, writing an obituary, making the plans for the first service, it's financial stuff, you know, figuring this out and that out, and then also, like, spending time together.
Yep. It's crazy. It's almost like time stops, but only for you and that group that's grieving.
It's crazy.
And then when the funeral is over and everything is over and everything is, like, literally, there's no more...
Right.
Quote, celebrating or whatever you want to call it, mourning. Then you're, it's like, what? I just have to go back to.
Right. Now it's time to go back to life.
It's a bizarre
time. Yeah. It was interesting. A lot of memories yesterday. You know, it was one of the hardest things was all the phone calls. Like the idea, I was talking to my mom about this for a while because she had to tell me that my dad died, you know, and to make that phone call is the worst.
Yeah.
The word. How do you say it?
I know.
You know, we always talk about how we try to, you know, you always think about, okay, how am I going to tell this person this big piece of news?
Yeah.
And you kind of rehearse it in your head or whatever.
Yeah.
When you have to notify them that a loved one died, like you can't practice it. You can't say the right thing.
No.
You know,
I assume you had to make the phone call to his mom, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then did you also to his brother or did his mom tell his brother?
Oh, that's a good question. I think I told his brother.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man.
No, that's crazy. I don't remember that. I remember so many other things.
Yeah. Yeah.
They may have called his brother for me. Cause yeah, it was, I mean, it's crazy. Like what you remember, what you don't remember too.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I just remember when we had to tell my mother, her brother died and we couldn't, my mother and her brother were so close and he died unexpectedly that my brother and I didn't call. We both went over to the house.
Right.
But we walked in at like 9 o'clock at night. They were like, my parents were like, what are you doing here?
Right.
And we were like, oh God, it makes me emotional. I was like, mom.
Yeah. And just saying it.
And just like, say it. And
saying
just,
it makes it real.
Yeah.
I think too, like once you put words to, so yeah.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, one of the many, many things flooding back yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And then funny moment, I posted this photo of Kyle and Izzy, the dog, and you know, Izzy died too.
I don't know how you do that.
Well, it's an app you can use.
How do you do it?
It's an app on Instagram, and it separates the photo into tiles.
Yeah.
So that when you post it and you go to the profile, it's like it takes over, and it just became something that was kind of like a
your thing.
It was more than one photo. So whenever you know, I would post the thing with Kyle, it just became sort of a tribute.
Yeah.
So I went to do it again. And I forget that when you do it, it breaks the photo up. So there's like a random photo of Kyle's chest.
Yeah, I have his nipple. I have his nipple on my... Right. I was like, there's Kyle's nipple.
I didn't
want to
favorite that one. No. I didn't want to put a heart on it. I
actually
felt awkward,
looked to see
weird.
Who liked that one. I was like, don't like his nipple.
Right.
Like, leave this poor man alone.
And then
I just
like,
went to the last pick in the last tile and I just favorited that one because I didn't know what to do.
Like scrolling, I'm like, oh, is that Todd or Kyle?
Right. Okay. It's just like random body parts. There's like a dog ear. Yeah, you know, in one
someone's tongue.
Yeah,
yeah.
And if you didn't know it was that, like you probably saw that and you went, "What the hell?
Absolutely.
How drunk is Blake right now? That I've been posting these fragments of pictures, you know?
Yeah.
But like, and then like, what is that?
Right.
Is that a Is that
what is he doing?
Did Todd hijack Blake's phone on vacation?
Yeah,
right. With this nipple picture,
right?